Hi everyone, I'm Izzy and I will be reading my piece titled, I Know Best, an essay comparing my grandmother and I. Grandmothers are supposed to be a built-in friend filled with love and Werther's originals. However, I didn't get one of these stereotypical grandmothers. Instead of shopping the best sales, baking cookies, and gossiping over tea with my grandmother, I haven't spoken to her in 10 years. No, Nanny does not live far away, only two towns over to be exact. And no, she does not have a devastating memory disorder. What happened was we got a dog. Don't ask me why, no one is quite sure how a 13-pound, ruby-red ball of love turned my grandmother from my full-time babysitter to a woman that I only see once a year. Was this just an out for her? Did she not like us to begin with? Even my other cousins have dogs of their own. It just doesn't make sense. She has a tendency to cut people out of her life when they slightly wrong her, but who would have thought that she could do it to her own daughter, son-in-law, and three grandchildren? I see her on Christmas Eve, which is now filled with minimal questions that allow her to pretend to know me, while showing my little cousins that nothing is wrong. They started to get suspicious. And that she loves my brothers and me just as much as her other seven grandchildren. Questions like, how old are you again? And remember that time when I brought you and your friend Mackenzie swimming? She doesn't seem to notice that last year I was 22, and the year before that I was 14. And no, Mackenzie and I haven't been friends since the second grade when she moved to a different state. All the time I get with Nanny is Christmas Eve, not even a birthday card or phone call in between. It's not all sad, though. I do get some pity cash slipped into my mom's purse at the end of every Christmas Eve party. A big fat reminder of how much she loves me. I used to be upset about only being able to see her once a year, but now I dread the annual visit. Why would I want to spend time with someone who doesn't care about me? Unintentionally, I have turned into the grandmother that she never was. No, I'm not in my late 70s or have biological grandchildren, but I'm doing everything that she never did for me on my own. Instead of Nanny and I doing things together, I do them myself. I take myself shopping, I crochet myself socks, I make myself soup on a tough day, and I distribute my own Werther's Originals. My friends have pointed out to me that voluntarily driving a gaggle of my cousin's 7th grade friends anywhere they want to is not a normal thing that high schoolers do. Neither is crocheting blankets and booties for infants that I babysit, or having a jar of strawberry and butterscotch hard candies in my room and car for my friends. They laugh and tell me, these are things that grandmas do, Izzy, and why are you like 70 years old? I always respond, I guess that's just who I am. Thinking about it now, I realize how right they were. I have the personality and routine of a woman in her 70s. My weekends tend to start out with a rushed morning coffee before I have to go run errands to Target in the grocery store. Then I'll drive my little cousin to hockey practice and sit and watch with the hockey mothers. After that, I have some time to myself, watching a movie and working on my most recent craft project before I have to go babysit. After all the actual parents and grandparents come home to relieve me from their children, I flip my grandma switch off. I'll go out with my friends and have actual teenage fun. Whether it's just having a girls' night with pizza and gossip, or a party in some random basement. But as soon as someone starts to cry from the drama, or throw up from a few too many drinks, I switch right back into grandmother mode with paper towels in hand. I thought that Nanny's absence in my life was just a minor inconvenience and that it truly had no effect on me. I would have never guessed that her leaving my life is what actually helped me to develop my personality and who I am. Yeah, my grandma has not been a significant piece of my life for 10 years, but I have myself. Nanny and I are both grandmothers, but only one of us truly cares about me.
My name is Elena, and I will be asking Izzy some questions about her essay. Izzy, was it difficult for you to open up to the public about your relationship with your grandma?
Yes. Typically, people have very close relationships with their families. especially grandmothers and granddaughters, and I never really wanted to talk about the flaws in my family, but I realized that everyone has family issues and they're okay to talk about.
Interesting. Do you think you'll eventually share the essay with her?
Maybe in the future. I don't really want to stir the pot right now.
Makes sense. Totally get it.